Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news in the team news ahead of the game on Sunday. West Brom are the hosts at the Hawthorns for a 2 o'clock kickoff. Manchester United will be without Paul Pogba, who has a thigh injury. Eric Banner, though, is back in training after a six-match absence and might feature. Luke Shaw, Bruno Fernandes, Edinson Cavani and Scott McTominay could all start after coming on as midweek substitutes. Into other news with United. And going forward, the club are looking to try and, of course, win a couple of titles this season. They're in a couple of competitions that they can get their hands on. Marcus Rashford believes Manchester United are still in the chance of winning the Premier League, despite manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer claiming his side shouldn't have been considered. After the draw with Everton, Solskjaer said, "We're not talking about winning titles. We've come a long way with this team, but we shouldn't have been considered." But in an interview with Sky, Rashford claims there's still a chance. Said the image we wanted and the Manchester United team want to beat is we've taken positive and we've improved without a doubt. At the time we have missed out on champions, we haven't shown a true resemblance of how far we've come. That is something we can still work on, become more consistent. If we can do that, we can still go on to do big things. Into other news, and Manchester United are looking to try and trim down some of their squad in recent months. A rarely seen set for return to his native country. Bruno Fernandes has been the inspiration. Some recruit Edinson Cavani has also had a major impact, but Juan Mata has dropped down the pecking order. Reports with Spanish veteran have eventually got the chance of moving back to his homeland in an attempt to try and find more football. Spanish outlet Edge report that a move back to La Liga would appear to be the best course of action as he tries to get himself in the familiar surroundings. That's all then for the latest Manchester United headlines. We will have more news later.